You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to really dive deep into the idea of what is service. This is something we talk about all the time, service over sales, always be serving. The word service gets thrown around like a free word, and there is an actual definition to it. There's a meaning to it, and more importantly, there's an environment to it. There's a culture to it. There's a reality. There's some components that have to happen in order for somebody to truly have a great customer experience, and that comes down to providing service. And we're going to unpack that today. We're going to dive into that today. There's three elements that I believe create that perfect experience, that create that level of service that you can be proud of, that you can take into your community and actually impact someone's life. Somebody who's in distress, somebody who has a plumbing problem. And that's what drives us here at the Plumbing Sales Coach, is how can we impact the most amount of people in homes who are dealing with that stress? And as someone who was in the field, someone who ran a plumbing company, I was limited. I could only impact the people's homes that I was going into, or I could only impact the homes that the company was going into. And since I've gone online and we've done this podcast, it's given me the ability to impact others who are impacting others. And I absolutely love it. And I appreciate each and every one of you that listens to this podcast, because this is why we do it. This is the whole point. It's service over sales, always be serving, and serving your community. How can we reach to the furthest possible point when I can't physically be there, when you can't physically be there? And a lot of times we really underestimate the power of example and how we can be an example to someone else and actually change and shape their life so they go off and serve and they go off and do and they go off and impact. And that's the beauty of growing and getting better and making others better around you. And that's what I hope that you do. I hope that that's your desire and passion, is to come on here and listen to this podcast to get better so you can take that into your community and maybe impact someone's life who's in stress, in distress, someone whose life's been flipped upside down. You know, most of our customers don't realize that this is about to happen. They're on their regular schedule, they're doing their regular thing, and then they wake up or they come home or they find a puddle of water, they find a leak, or something's not working anymore that used to work just even the day before or a minute before. And so we get a phone call. And it's almost like a paramedic dispatch, like we're on our way to a distress situation. In order to provide service in that moment, there's some things that have to happen. There's some components that have to exist in order to really, really encapsulate that customer and give them that experience that you're trying to give them. And if you're not after giving them an experience, you're missing it. You're really missing it, because plumbing is just part of what we do. The word is service plumber. It's not just plumber. And we talk about this in the program. As much energy and time as you put into becoming a plumber, you should be putting that same energy and time to understanding people, because you're dealing with people in people's homes, in their life, not yours. So we got to know what that looks like. We have a different role in that as well, don't we? Because if we're the one providing the service, if we're the savior, so to speak, in that moment, we have a different role. It's not peer-to-peer. Okay, it's not peer-to-peer. Although we're doing business in life with peer-to-peer people. These are people that are in our community. These are people that we're shopping with. These are people that we're going to school with. These are people we're going to sporting events with. That's the reality of what we're doing. We're impacting our community, the community we live in. And we do it through plumbing. We do it through service plumbing. So let's talk about service. Before we get too far into that, I just want to say what's up and welcome back to another episode. So much stuff going on here at the Plumbing Sales Coach. We got some software coming out here in a few months. I cannot wait to release that. It's going to be a diagnostic tool that helps you in the home with the customer, and the customer, more importantly, understanding why you need to diagnose what you need to diagnose. Not going to give away too much on that, but that's coming out at the beginning of next year. I think we have a beta release for our clients that are in-house December, and then we're going to do a secondary release in January, and then February, get ready, because it's going to hit the market. It's going to be a game changer. It's going to be a game changer. I cannot wait to release that. It's going to be filled with all kinds of trainings, too, for techs, how to navigate the home, how to navigate the customer, how to build options. All of that. Can't wait. Going to be a game changer. That's coming out soon. Also, for those that are looking for more help with their plumbing business, not only their team and how to run the call and the experience that we teach, but also the business, the scheduling strategies, the price book strategies, all the things that you need to know to effectively not only provide a great experience, but be profitable in the process. And we teach that. Just reach out to us at info at theplumbingsalescoach.com or go to theplumbingsalescoach.com and we will get in contact with you. Fill out the contact form and Mary, our growth expert, will call you and help you understand what we offer. It's a safe call. Okay, we just want to get you information. We love you. Probably invite you to a free training. In fact, I know for sure we will. That's how we roll. Service first. Okay, let's talk about these components because it's a big deal. I think a lot of times we get so wrapped up in trying to solve the plumbing problem or get the pricing right or get the yes or get the deal or close the sale or get out of the home, whatever your motive is that day. We get lost in all that. And there's really just three components here that we have to consider. Okay, the first one is the actual environment that we put our customer in. Now, if you think about it like walking into a Red Robin or walking into a Lowe's, it's basically the parking lot, it's the signage, it's the building, the cleanliness or lack of cleanliness, it's the uniforms that everyone's wearing, it's the pleasantry or lack of pleasantry. You know, you can tell a major difference walking into a Taco Bell versus walking into a Chick-fil-A, right? You can tell there's a difference. There's a difference sometimes when you walk into a store and you're like, man, they really want me in here. And there's other times where you walk into a store and you're like, I don't think they want me in here. Okay, we can tell by the effort that's put into the environment that we're doing business in, that we're shopping in. I go to Disney World and I'm like, they don't miss nothing. Even the parking lot is thought through. Then I go to a local store and I'm like, has anyone actually been out in this parking lot? Has anyone? Trash is overflowing. Has anyone been out here? I walk in their store and I'm like, dang, did they expect anyone to come in today? Okay, the environment. How do we do that? Well, we're going into homes, so they're not coming into our stores. So what do we bring into them? What do we look like? What are we wearing? What are we driving? Where are we parking? How are we entering their home? What are we wearing inside the home to protect their home? What are we doing with our equipment to protect their home? This is the environment in which you provide this service. This is what they're going to experience and feel. It feels good when you go to an expensive place and it looks expensive. It does not feel good when you go to an expensive place and it doesn't look expensive. Look, I've seen this firsthand with Vegas recently. The prices haven't come down, but the level of service has. And the reality is the thing that draws people to Vegas is that unforgettable experience, that thing they cannot get anywhere else. I just went a couple weeks ago, maybe a week ago. I walked away feeling like I could get that experience somewhere else. I really did. I walked away thinking, I've eaten at nicer restaurants. I've had better experiences with the people. I've been treated better back in my own little hometown. Why would I spend all that money to go to a place just to spend money? I've got to get something in return. If you want to quit getting compared to the handyman's price, stop looking like the handyman. Okay, owners, if you want to attract that top candidate in your town, that high-quality plumbing individual, then offer them something that no one else is offering them, a better environment to work in. You know, maybe you guys cuss in your shop, and maybe that's okay. But how do we get to that top level? Maybe we clean up the environment a little bit and stop keeping good quality people out because maybe they don't like that kind of a thing. Can we clean up the way that we look? Can we clean up the way that we carry ourselves? Can we clean up the way we talk about the opposite sex inside of the workplace? And can that overflow into the home? All of this stuff matters. The idea of the place that I come to work that then sends me out into the community, whatever dilution I receive at that place, I'm going to dilute even more out in the community. What I mean by that is if you don't make me look good at the workplace, I'm not going to look good in the home. A lot of companies have mannequins. As an example, as a reminder, I teach my companies, hey, have segregation inside your company. There's certain groups of people that don't need to be interacting with each other all day. Have clear boundaries, have clear guidelines, have clear policies. Make sure that your team looks good, feels good, smells good when they go into the home. It matters. It matters. I mean, there's been people who have knocked on my front door and tried to sell me something, and their attitude on my porch is enough for me not to want to listen to them. I never even got to the product, never even got to the solution. The environment matters. And this plays out big time. This plays out big time. Park the wrong way park in front of someone's mailbox, block their driveway, pull up into the driveway when the other spouse is leaving for work and block them in. You're done before you even started. The environment in which we work. And just while we're on that topic, this carries over. This isn't just at the front door when we're selling stuff. This is while we're providing the service that they buy. This is while we interact with the actual plumbing. This is how clean we are while we do the plumbing, how professional we are. Look, we all run into problems. Are you vocal about it on the job site? I remember the very first time I ever even considered messing with the plumbing industry. The whole thing I fell in love with was I had a plumber come into my house and they were working on a shower valve and they sounded incompetent and unconfident the whole entire time they were in my home, and I never felt good about the experience. And I thought, somebody's got to fix that. When you're dropping $1,100, $1,200, $1,500 bucks unexpectedly, that should be a good experience. I almost feel like it should be expected. But nowadays, service is a competitive advantage somehow. Just by providing service, you're better than others. And that should be the norm. But it's not. So take advantage of it. Go separate yourself by simply doing what you already should be doing. Okay, the environment in which you create, whether it's building a relationship, whether it's doing the plumbing, whether it's driving to the home, dirty truck on the road, and other people see that, cutting people off on the way to the job site, speeding through a neighborhood. And, you know, I'm a father of eight. My wife is a mother of eight. And if she saw you speeding through our neighborhood to whatever house you were going to, she would remember your company and you would not be getting a call from us. It all matters. It absolutely all matters. Okay, the second thing that I want to talk to you about is relationship. Oh, this is probably the biggest thing we teach in our program. You know, I can teach technicians how to build a relationship. We can do that. We have different methods. We teach this stuff, like literally personality profiles, the ICE method, identify, connect, engage, the ability to actually make a connection with someone and have a commonality and build that relationship and help them feel more comfortable about who's in their home, right? There's the environment. It looks professional, but who's the person I'm dealing with? Okay, all of that stuff absolutely matters. That relationship is crucial. But here's the thing that most companies miss. They leave the relationship up to the service plumber. But the company is who should be establishing that relationship. The service plumber should be a piece of that relationship. Starts with the CSR. In fact, if you want to be honest, it starts with your ad. It starts with your messaging online. It starts with your branding. It starts with your whoever they think you are before they call. And then they call to confirm that you're actually who they hoped you would be. And that's that first voice on the phone, the CSR. And then the technician goes out. We actually teach a really intricate process that involves a few more touches and a few more people that really maximizes that customer experience. We see conversion rates company-wide in the 90 percentile, which is outrageously high. Most of you are like, whatever, man, try us. Ticket averages. And when I say ticket averages, I'm not talking about the closed jobs. I'm talking about everything counted in. The zeros, the call-out fees, the diagnostic fees, all of that counted in. We're seeing average opportunities of right around $11, $12, $1,300. Okay, that's not happening if it's just all on the technician. That's not happening. And there's a few guys out there that can do that for sure. But good luck finding them. I'd rather have a process. And what I've also found out is the process takes those $1,200 and $1,300 guys that were at 90% conversion rates, turns them into $2,600 tickets. And if you're like, well, I'm already a $2,600 ticket, then it would turn you into a $3,300. That's just what we've seen. That's what training does. It makes you better. It doesn't change you. It doesn't take you from bad to good. It just makes you better. So if you were bad, and you're still bad, maybe you're a little bit better bad, but if you were good, you could be great. And if you were great, you could be greater. And it just continues. And that's the life we live, right? Constantly getting better, trying to get better. Okay, that relationship piece has to be a company effect. Now, there's a lot of studies on this relationship, how that's built, but there's really one that I like to look at. I think American Express did it in the 80s, and they figured that it takes 4 to 7 touches for a customer to make a decision on a particular brand, whether or not they're going to do business with a brand or a solution. In order for someone to have an amazing experience, they have to trust and feel good about what they just bought. It can't just be like, I was in a corner. My car broke down in the middle of the desert. I had no other choice. I had to go to that shop. It is what it is. You don't want your customers feeling like that. If I'm that mechanic shop in the middle of the desert, still want to give them a great environment, and I still want to build a relationship with them. May not be a repeat customer, but that's my one chance to impact them. That's even more so. That's the only chance I'm going to get to impact them. How many people in your community are taking advantage of people who are running over people, and you can be the difference? Build a relationship. Okay, building a relationship is important, but it's also got to be authentic. It cannot be one of these forced things. So it's not just like touching these people seven different ways to get them to make a decision. It's intelligently with purpose, on purpose, by the way, meaning we have an absolute process that we're following that we know for sure is going to give this customer a great experience, and we follow that to the T, and we hold everyone accountable to it. You know, the customer really needs time to process what's going on in the home. They need to trust the advisor that they're getting information from. I'll just say right now, on as far as the relationship goes, just remember this. When you deliver options, you're basically advising them. And anytime you've ever taken advice from someone, two things have to happen. Number one, you have to know that they care about you, and you have to know that they understand your situation. If they don't understand your situation, they can't help you, and you're not going to receive the help very well. And if you're taking advice from people who don't understand your situation, maybe you should stop. But you got to know they care about you, and they got to understand what you're going through so that they can actually help you. It really helps if they've been through it before. As a plumber, you've been through it before. You're an expert. You're giving advice. But remember, they got to know that you care. That comes through relationship. And they got to know that you understand. That comes through relationship. That's why in our FRESH sales process, we have the first step, which is fears, showing you how to reduce the fears. The second step is reviewing and letting the customer explain everything that's gone on and what you're about to go check into. But it allows them to explain to you from their perspective what they went through so they feel understood. It's very important. Have you ever gone into a place to complain and they cut you off? It just makes you more upset. You need that manager. Managers are typically trained, if trained correctly, to come out and to hear the customer out. That's the most important thing that you could do in the beginning of a customer complaint. And in some fashion, the customer is complaining to you about their home. The home's not behaving correctly, specifically the plumbing. They got to be heard. Be a good listener. Two ways to build a great relationship with someone: ask great questions and be a great listener. I can improve on both. I can improve on both, but I want to because I know that's the magic. That's the magic of relationship. Ask questions and get really good at listening. And be an active listener. Don't just go through the motions. Like, be an active listener, actually listening to the inflections in their voice and the emphasis that they're putting on certain things. You'll learn a lot more about people. Okay, so number one, the environment in which they're in is going to absolutely impact the experience that they have, your ability to provide an amazing service to them. Number two, it's the relationship. Who are they doing business with? Who are they interacting with? In order to have a good time out and about in the world, you typically got to enjoy the company. You got to enjoy the environment, right? And then last but not least, you got to enjoy the product, the service, the movie, the dinner, the thing that you're there for. Let's not underestimate that. So many times we get so wrapped up in the plumbing, we forget about the relationship and the environment. And others get wrapped up in the environment and the relationship, and they forget about the plumbing. All three absolutely matter. The solution has to make a difference. The solution has to impact them. When I go out to eat and they say, "What do you want to eat?" Look, there's a lot of things on the menu that I like. There's a lot of things that I could pick. But I want an experience. So I'll usually ask the server what they recommend, and based on their expression is usually how I choose what I eat. The more excited they are, the more excited I am about choosing that. The less excited they are, the less excited I am. Because they actually enjoy that meal. They actually appreciate that meal, the tangible service that I'm buying. How can you do that in the home? Well, we call it value stacking. How can we find ways to give people a great and amazing experience? One of the things that we teach plumbing companies how to do is not so much discount or do any of that kind of thing. What we actually teach them how to do is increase the value. See, it's a lot easier to sell $2,500 worth of stuff for $2,000 than it is to sell $500 worth of stuff for $500. Even though the $500 price tag is cheaper, most people would be like, "Well, that's easier to sell." I would disagree. It's the value you're getting for the money that determines the difficulty of the sale. That's why scams are hard. You're ripping someone off. You're giving them nothing for something. Those are going to be harder to sell than somebody giving away something for free. And then everything in between, right? So the reality is we've got to find ways to separate ourselves, competitive advantage, by providing service. A, we provide an unforgettable experience by giving them this amazing, amazing circumstantial environment that we're creating inside of their home. And then number two, we build that relationship with them. We're asking questions and we're listening. We're connecting with them. We have commonality with them. We start to find out that our kids go to the same school, or I used to go to the same school they went to, or we had a similar teacher, or some sort of connection. Maybe our kids are in the same soccer club. Maybe we went to the same concert. Maybe we all just got done at the bike rally. Whatever it is, we have commonality. And we start to connect and engage. Start to realize we're not that much different. I'm just a plumber. And you just have a plumbing problem. But other than that, we're a lot alike. And then last but not least, we have this service that we're providing. Are we actually, you know, are we just going in there and putting in fill valves? Or are we showing the customer how they could save money by investing in three toilets versus just one toilet? Are we showing them how it would benefit them to do more? Even though it costs them more, we can give them exponentially more. And how are you doing that inside of your company? How are you doing that for your customer? How are you doing that in a way where the customer walks away not thinking they just bought something, not thinking they just got a service, but thinking they got service in a way that creates a story? How many people do you know that go around excited about the flat tire they fixed versus how many people do you know going around excited about the new rims they just got? How many people do you know that are excited about repairing the car versus how many people are excited about buying the new car? If you go in and repair the water heater, they're not going to tell anyone. But if they get a new tankless and softener and a bunch of shutoffs and you help them avoid some future problems, they're going to love you. They're going to tell everyone about you. And guess what's going to happen? That person's now going to call into that plumbing company and ask for the same thing the other person got. Tankless, softener, shutoffs. And guess what you're going to? You're going to a much better situation. That's how it works. You provide the service. You provide the unforgettable experience. And your customers will provide the marketing. I love you guys. I promise this is true. This is how other companies grow. This is how they explode. This is how we've helped everyone. If you want more information, reach out. info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. Or you can go to our website. As always, we love you. And remember, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.